Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Jane Pollock is our guest. She's the author of Sole Proprietor, 101 Lessons from a Lifestyle Entrepreneur, and that's available. It's the new edition, by the way, folks. It's available wherever books are sold. And also, Jane, your own website is your name, isn't it?
It is, janepollock.com, without a C in Pollock, P-O-L-L-A-K.
A-K, and so check that out and find her book, find all the things she's doing. And do you have another webinar coming up, or how can they find out how to sign up for your next webinar?
Actually, they can go to, I have a Weebly site called janepollockwebinars.com, and you can sign up to find out when I'm offering my next one. So I would love that, you know, to let people know.
So check that out. And these have been free, right?
Yes, I offer a free one so people understand, because some people don't even know what a webinar is. So it's a great introduction. And mine is called The Sole Proprietor's Formula for Building a Business.
And so
it's really all about that.
So you're giving them the content. And if they think they might need some coaching, some help, they actually get to see, they have to take out your the way you approach things kind of on a test drive, and if they want to do business with you after that, they can. If they don't, you know, have a good life, right?
It's how we get to sample. You know, we
exactly.
can't give out little taste in Whole Foods, but I can give out a little taste of, you know, my value. So I don't give them a whole enchilada, but certainly
enough
learn something and to want more.
So, folks, this is an example of how to find out what customers want. So, you know, one of the things would be to try something and see what people want, and if it flies, fine. If it doesn't fly, then you make adjustments. But I still think if you have the opportunity. That asking customers when you connect with customers, when you see them, when you talk to them, whatever, when you know them, you can write them a letter or write them a card or whatever. Ask them not only what they want, what do you want to buy, but how do you want to receive this? How would you like this to be delivered? Do you want this upside down? Do you want it turned on the side? Do you want it in brown paper? Do you want it in a pink ribbon? What do you want? What do you think, Jane?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have one other example I want to give. I gave a talk last Monday at a spa, an in-spa in Connecticut, and they were afraid to take the risk of paying me the fee that I asked for. They said, would you be willing to split the gate with us? So in that case, the customer was the in, not the people who were attending it.
Mm-hmm.
And break even would have been 40 people, and we had almost 200.
Wow.
So it turned out it worked really well for all of us, because I got like four times what I would
because
have gotten.
Because you weren't stuck on how you
stuck.
Had to have
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Now, listen, folks, I have to stop for a second and point out to folks that what Jane did is the kind of thing that wouldn't be easy for me to do. I mean, I'm talking about this, but I don't want to make it sound like this is easy to do. Changing the way you think about things, the way you want them, how you've developed your business. I'm not trying to say Jane or I, either one, are trying to say how easy this is. This is not easy, but it still has to be done, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's really swallowing and doing the next thing. It's really just continuing to show up and never giving up. I think that's, you know, it's a different economy, and you can't, what's the alternative? So I just feel like keeping your spirits up is really the largest part of the work, and then modifying what you do.
But you identified it as a different economy, and I agree with you, but I'll tell you something, Jane. I don't think less and less every day it's having less to do with the economy and more to do with the way things are to come.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Through 2 years from now, when we're not talking about the economy anymore in a negative way, I think these practices are going to be the same.
Well, it's like Twitter. It's like Occupy Wall Street. It's like the people must be heard. I think, you know, we're really getting into a generation of you must listen to what's desired. They are talking back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ignore it, you know, hopefully they're saying we love you. But if not, then what is it that I need to learn from that?
Well, and also, if you're a small business, you can't ask them what they need, because what they need is a commodity, and they can get that from Walmart. You have to ask them what they want, because what they want is customization, and that's what you can do better than anybody. What do you think, Jane?
I completely agree with you. And we're fortunate to be so agile as sole proprietors and small business owners to be able to, now I'm going to do this, but, notice this. There was a woman, I live in an apartment building, and she put out a sign, yoga Sunday morning by the pool, 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I thought, gee, I'd like to do that, but I'm busy that time. A week later, there's a sign, yoga by the pool, 9 a.m. this is like, that didn't work. Let me try the next thing. Now there's a sign, yoga in the media room, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. So you just keep putting it out there.
Exactly. Hey, Jane, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
Jane Pollock, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day, I promise. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.